Proclamation number 7637, dated the July 1st, 1960. Clarification regarding the working of the spirit. If you want to be addressed through my spirit, you must keep my commandments. You must live a life of love. For my spirit is part of me and only speaks when the human being unites with me through kind-hearted activity, so that his spiritual spark can be addressed by me, by its Father Spirit of Eternity. But I promised you that I will reveal myself to the one who loves me and complies with my commandments. And I keep my word. Every promise will come true providing you live up to the conditions I link to it. In order to be able to hear me through the voice of the Spirit, you must be so closely united with me that your spiritual spark can perceive my word and pass it on through the heart so that you can hear what the Spirit says to you. The fact that your indwelling spirit can be addressed by its Father and be understood by you is a very simple and understandable process, but almost no one is interested in this process. It is rejected as the working of unclean spirits. It is even denied by those who pretend to serve me. It is denied because they themselves have not yet enabled my spirit to speak to them. And they have not enabled it yet because they are lacking faith and love. Their belief in such working of God in a human being through the spirit is completely missing, and therefore the human being makes no attempt either, even though it would be possible for him with love kindled in his heart. In that case my spirit cannot express itself, for such an audible manifestation always presupposes the belief that my love for you humans is so great that it reveals itself. People's relationship with me must be such that I can speak to them like a father to my child. And a child will trust its father completely and expect to be addressed by me. Only then will I be able to speak and my child can hear my voice. The outpouring of the Spirit has become an incomprehensible and implausible concept for people. They no longer understand what they are to make of it, otherwise they would not reject the word you humans receive from above through my Spirit. Otherwise they would extremely jubilantly and with profound gratitude listen and comply with it. But the outpouring of the Spirit cannot be proven other than that the human being shapes himself into love, that he establishes the heartfelt relationship of a child with me and, with utmost faith and trust, patiently listens to hear my word. Because the spiritual spark in a person strives towards the Father Spirit and thereby induces my presence in the human heart, and my presence must always have the effect that I speak to a person with words of love and comfort, and with words of wisdom impart knowledge to him which only the Spirit in a person can receive from the Spirit of God. While living on earth I have time and again promised people that my spirit would be with them when I would no longer be amongst them. I clearly and distinctly announced the working of my spirit with the words, "I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Single quote. And when it manifestly brings you the truth, you reject what is offered to you, because you don't understand my word, you don't think about what these words might mean. And therefore you do not correctly understand the outpouring of the Spirit upon my disciples, or you would not doubt but instead believe. However, I linked it to the condition, "He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." Single quote. You no longer live a life of love, otherwise you would clearly understand these words of mine and unhesitatingly accept my word, which I convey to earth, through my spirit. Then you would make the effort to shape yourselves into a receiving vessel for my spirit, you would, providing you believe in my Working in Yao. Strive for it, because then you will also be guided into all truth, as I have promised. However, you don't pay attention to the words I spoke when I lived on Earth. You don't pay attention because they're incomprehensible to you. And they're incomprehensible to you because you no longer live in love, which would assuredly develop your understanding. And thus, reading the scriptures will be of no great avail to you if you don't have love within you, which opens up your understanding in the first place. For this understanding, the right way of thinking, is also the working of the Spirit in you, but this is only possible in a heart full of love. First you must keep my commandments and thus live in love. Only then will I be able to reveal myself to you through my Spirit. You humans have lost the knowledge of this, which is proven by the resistance of those who came together in ecclesiastical communities or organizations, who rely on the Book of Books and yet don't understand its contents properly, and they must first be instructed by my Spirit before this understanding can be given to them. Only then will they be able to believe that I will send you humans, the Comforter, the Spirit, which will guide you into all truth. Single quote. Amen.